producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Now, I'm not going to fall for the bait. Some of you may have seen this thing about Will Hayden, the owner, proprietor of Red Jacket Firearms, has been arrested for child molestation. I'm not going to cover that because I don't think it's real. He may have been arrested. I don't think the charges are real. I don't think he did it. I can't tell you why, because then I would have to hunt you down. But I'm not going to cover that, because everybody's jumping on that for some reason. And one of the things I don't like about the mainstream media is that if it bleeds, it leads. And I'm ready to just slap a tourniquet to it. So instead of that, I think that's going to turn out to be a non-story. And, say what you want to about anybody in the gun industry, they're innocent until proven guilty, even if it's child molestation. And let's just leave that one alone until more evidence comes out, and then we can make a informed decision versus what we got right now, which is not a whole lot. One of the things that drives anti-gunners, They wait for these things to happen. They're waiting for it right now. They're waiting for the next active shooter incident. Active shooter incidents are typically what I refer to as an active or spree shooter, is someone who has gone through an individual phenomena that is unique to them, and they're looking to make a splash. They want to be famous. They're going to go in somewhere where they don't know anybody, and they're going to try to kill as many people as they can. And then when the police show up, typically they're going to kill themselves. As soon as the second gun is introduced, they will commit suicide. That's what stats show. That happens a lot of time. It is not a geographic thing. This has happened in places as diverse as Austin, Texas, Edmond, Oklahoma, Moss Lake, Washington, Littleton, Colorado, Jonesboro, Arkansas, Oak Creek, Wisconsin. You get the idea. Red Lake, Minnesota. Now, an active shooter does not become an active shooter overnight. They do not just snap. Okay? The other thing they like to say is, the anti-gunners, that is that for folks like me that carry a gun, they're saying, well, you're law-abiding until you break the law, like I'm a criminal in waiting. Like, I'm just going to snap at any minute. You got my parking space, let's go. Quick, feel your hand. Pick up. Active shooters go through 5 stages of evolution. Now, police departments can intervene during these 5 stages up to a point. Elliot Rogers, they went and visited him. The problem is that you're asking police officers to make a psychiatric evaluation, which is not really something they're qualified to do. The 5 stages they go through are, at the beginning, the fantasy stage. Number 2 is the planning stage. Number 3 is the preparation stage. Number 4 is the approach stage. Number 5 is the implementation stage. Initially, the shooter only dreams about the carnage. He fantasizes about the headlines and the news coverage he's going to get. He pictures breaking the death count record of the previous active shooter and going out in a blaze of glory. He may draw pictures of the event, make web postings, and even discuss these desires with people he knows, people he doesn't know, friends and foe alike. If these fantasies are passed on to law enforcement, police intervention can take place prior to the suspect's attack. In this particular case, there would be zero casualties. That has actually happened. Then there's the planning stage. He's still a potential active shooter at this stage. He's determining logistics, the who, the what, the when, the where, the how of his day of infamy. He may put plans down in writing, may discuss these plans with others. A time and location, that this is when we pick the time and location in this stage. This is, and what they're going to look for is something that's going to ensure the greatest number of victims, or in some cases they may be targeting specific individuals. They will determine what weapons they're going to need and how they're going to be obtained. They're going to decide how to travel to get to that location, how to dress to conceal their weapons without arousing suspicion. If police are tipped off at this stage, once again, you have zero casualties. Then there's the preparation stage. This is when it's all becoming real and material. This is when he starts gathering components to make bombs or starts buying guns. He might break into a house to steal weapons and ammunition, hide them away somewhere. He might do a practice run. Potential shooters have been known not to call their friends if they're going to a school and tell them not to go to school that day. Once again, the police can be called. They can intervene. Zero casualties. The approach stage. Now, the closer we're getting to the planned event, the more dangerous it's becoming for anybody that might intervene, because as it becomes material real and weapons are obtained, then there's a possibility of gunplay at that point. At the approach stage, he's actually moving toward the intended target, and he will most likely be carrying his tools that he'll use for the massacre. And he may come into, you know, he may come into contact with police officers, say, in the traffic stop. That could also end in zero casualties. The implementation stage at this point, now there is no intervention. There are going to be casualties. Once he opens fire, this is when you have to have immediate action. This is one of the reasons that I advocate for teachers to be armed in school. Not all teachers, no. But some, because I told you yesterday, the average police response time is 11.11 minutes. It takes a little bit longer to put a SWAT team into play. The active shooter, the longer the period of time the active shooter is allowed to walk around and do what he wants to do, the more casualties he's going to have. It's just a fact of life. Now, yes, by all means, call the police. Now, but imagine this scenario. Imagine he's coming down the hall. Imagine Adam Lanza. He was coming down the hallway. There were classes locked down, which also means those students are locked in. And there is no door that will withstand an expeditious expenditure of ammunition given time. Now, what if there was one teacher that was behind him? And if that teacher had been armed, she could have ended him. There's a lot of targets when somebody's got your back to you. Spinal column. Spinal column will put you out like a light bulb. Barring teachers being armed, then they're left at the mercy, if it's a school. If it's a shopping mall, which I think is one gigantic soft target, they typically do have off-duty police officers or something like that, but they're all over the place. When the implementation stage is reached, the only way to lessen the casualties is to blow the perpetrator out of his socks. He is beyond redemption. He has been failed by the mental health system. He's been failed by everything around him. He's probably given off a whole bunch of signs like Holmes and F. Rogers and Aaron Alexis and all of these other guys. And they slip through the cracks, and this is the anomaly event that they come after your guns for. Now we're going to go into the weird when we get back. on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I find this whole thing with James Brady bizarre. James Brady, the former press secretary of Ronald Reagan, who was grievously wounded in the 1981 assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan, passed away Sadly, and here's the difference between me and, say, your average run-of-the-mill gun grabber. I don't want them to get hurt. I don't really particularly care for them to die of natural causes. I have no ill will for them. Ask them about me, different story. I'd like to see them eaten by a pack of wild dogs, yeah? Something like that. Anyway. They have decided to rule the death of James Brady, who died at the age of 73, as a homicide 33 years after he was wounded during the attempt on Reagan's life. The perpetrator of this, and I don't know exactly what this will do, because the perpetrator of this has already been found not guilty by reason of insanity. He's currently in a mental hospital outside of Washington to this day. He's been there for the last 33 years. Brady, who died Monday following what a spokesman said was a series of health issues, suffered slurred speech and was mostly relegated to a wheelchair after the shooting. And, of course, he started the Brady campaign. Well, he didn't start the Brady campaign. Pete Shields was doing nothing with Handgun Control Incorporated. And Sarah Brady decided to take it over and call it the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. On Monday, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department issued a statement about Monday, August 4th, 2014. At approximately 10:40 a.m., they talked about Mr. Brady succumbing to his injuries sustained in the 1981 shooting and was pronounced dead. An autopsy was conducted and revealed the cause of death to be a gunshot wound and consequences thereof, and the manner of death was ruled a homicide. Now, I don't want to speak ill of the dead. I do want to speak about this idea that for 33 years, there's been some, for, you know, the gentleman lived to be 73 years old. He took a head wound. And that's never a good day. But to call this a homicide means that for 33 years, I mean, I presume that Mr. Brady had the best of medical care. Are they trying to tell me that for 33 years they've known this condition might exist and they did nothing about it? Are they trying to tell me they couldn't do anything about it? What are they trying to tell me? And why, at this particular point, now if he died 2 years after the fact, that's succumbing to the injuries and the consequences of the wound. But I don't know if that counts 33 years after the fact. I'm sure this is going to be something they're going to try to exploit. I'm very sorry for the, you know, my condolences are with the Brady family over the loss of their loved one, especially his, you know, the latter part of his life where he was put in a wheelchair by a madman. The only thing I would say to you, Brady campaign, is I give you my condolences and my sorrow for the passing of your loved one is you don't get to take my rights because of the activities of a madman. I hope that comes across as compassionate. If it doesn't, okay. One of the things that they're trying to introduce right now is so-called smart guns. They're trying to, it's interesting that this comes along as we're talking about cars that are going to drive themselves. You're not going to have to worry about making a decision. Any fool can ride around in a car that drives itself. Drunk people can ride around in a car that drives themselves. Five-year-olds can ride around in a car that drives itself. So along those lines, where they take the human condition out of the equation, they want to come along with smart guns. Now, what a smart gun is, essentially, is a complication added to a simple machine. It is going to recognize somehow or other that you are the authorized user of the weapon. It might do it biometrically. It might do it due to some radio wavelength. It might do it due to a fingerprint. Those of you that have iPhone 5Ss, how is that touch ID working for you? How many times you got to do it before it activates? Now we're coming up on the next break, and I'm going to break this down for you in detail. But the whole premise behind the smart gun, this is the deal. You got 100 million plus gun owners in the United States today. They keep touting for some stupid reason the same, oh, there's nearly 300 million guns in the I think it's closer to 400 million. Under Barack Obama, there's been nearly 100 million NICS checks alone. Way to go, Barack. Out of those 400 million guns, the ones that are used in crime, they normally circulate in the underworld. Okay, there's very, you know, not a whole lot of new ones that are introduced that go straight into crime. They get stolen, then they get into circulation like a dollar bill. Any gun that's used by a criminal has normally circulated amongst other criminals. A gun has no moral compass. It has no feelings. It has no compassion. It has no emotion. It is a simple machine. What's behind the gun, the man or woman behind the gun, is what makes the compass come alive. Trying to have a Judge Dredd gun that recognizes your palm print is stupid. It's stupid. It's that technology is as mature as the green technology. It introduces, first of all these things have power supplies. So let's say you are a authorized user, but the batteries are dead. Are you going to call a timeout? Hold that firefight up. Please don't mug me. Hang on a minute. And just stay right there in the doorway as you kick in my door. I've got to go find some double A's. Then we can get back to the gunfight proper. Anytime a smart gun technology is like trigger locks to me. Anything that you append to the gun is a deterrent to putting it into action. Storing the ammo separate and locked away at a separate location, trigger locks, any of that stuff. If you want to do that to a gun that maybe you've got put away that you don't carry as your self-defense weapon, that's fine. Your self-defense weapon needs to be hot, as in round chambered and ready to go. And it needs to be close to you somehow or another. Not up on the shelf or anything else. But when we get back, I'm going to break down the smart gun technology and why it's a bad idea. Just leave it. The simpler the better. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Sooner or later, I'm going to be able to not rely on an idiot card to read that to you. I was talking about the benefit. Well, there is one benefit to the smart gun technology, and that is that it recognizes who is going to try to pull the trigger on this gun. And that's where it ends. Even for the shooter, even for the authorized user. And let me tell you why. If you're using one of these weapons in self-defense, if you've ever taken a defensive pistol course, one of the things you do is weak hand shooting. Now, can these smart guns recognize your left side as well as your right once it's biometrically programmed? With the one available option out there today, the Armatix IP1 22 long rifle semi-automatic pistol, you have to wear a wristwatch. It is radio frequency activated by that big wristwatch, which is about the size. It's like wearing one of those phablet phones on your wrist. You know, it's gigantic. And it also says Armatix IP1. I think anybody that does a little reading might realize, well, he's got the watch. He might have the gun. When you're in a gunfight, okay, it's not like it is in the movies with the guys with the linen jackets and they're sitting there and, you know, car fenders are good cover and they can hide behind a bush and not take a shot. You might get shot on the strong side, on your gun handling side. Then, you know, depending on where you hit, if you're hitting the arm, if you're hitting the shoulder and the chest or something, anything that is actually involved in moving that arm, you might not have motor control over that arm. So then, if you're still in the fight, you're not dead yet, thankfully, you have to switch the gun to the other hand. When you switch the gun to the other hand, the radio frequency that is just on the other side of your body is not going to reach the gun, and it is not going to function. Additionally, every time they run a magazine through the one test that I've read about, they had a malfunction. Just a mechanical malfunction. The magazine failed to feed. So that's not good either. But when the radio frequency is not around, the gun's not going to work. If you get shot, let's say you're out with your wife. In New Jersey right before Christmas, there was a guy that they wanted his car, and they murdered him getting his car. If he had had one of these guns, and he had handed it off to his wife so that she could try to defend herself, as he knew he was dying, as any husband that I know of would do, she would still be dead if they decided to kill her, because once again, the gun isn't going to function. This is a problem. But the biggest, and that's just the mechanical reliability problems, okay? Smart gun technology, what they want to do with this, in New Jersey in 2002, I think it was, they passed a law to where if anybody in the United States ever carries a smart gun, and they didn't even know what it would look like when they passed this legislation, it was just going to be quote-unquote smart. Anybody that starts selling them in New Jersey, it becomes mandatory that that's the only gun that anybody can buy. Oh, gosh. So that's not good for the people of New Jersey who are already very beleaguered. The other thing they want to do is they want to try to ban other guns in favor of smart gun technology. Because they're always wanting to ban guns. Okay? They're always wanting to ban guns. They like to call, like the AR-15. I have a few examples of the AR-15. I can tell you, as a former military member, they refer to these as weapons of war. If somebody had, if my armorer, if the balloon had gone up, and my armorer had handed me the nicest, most expensive AR-15 as opposed to a basic entry-level M4 or M16, I would have looked at that and said, oh, very nice. And I would have gripped it very appreciatively by the quad rail or the handguard at the front near the barrel. And then I would have slapped him in the face with the butt end of it. Because a semi-automatic rifle, a semi-automatic only rifle, is not a battle rifle. It is not a combat rifle. There are certain applications where fully automatic is a necessary thing, like suppression fire. Like trying to fight your way out of an ambush when you're just trying to spray at in a particular area where judicious amounts, did I just say judicious? Judicious amounts of lead going in the general direction of the fire is going to help you out, because you want to interrupt anybody that's firing at you. So AR-15s, semi-automatic AK-47s, all of these other guns, they're not weapons of war, they're civilian variants of weapons of war, which we have had one of with every gun that has ever come out in the military. And they don't like that. And they want smart gun technology to make it so that they can ban some of these guns. Now, some of these guys that are coming out with these things, some of these guys are trying to, they want to use this to mitigate damage because they read the mainstream media and they think, well, the children are dying in droves. That's not actually true. That is also trending downward. Actually, children, real children, not gang members, not the 13 and 14-year-old killers in the inner cities, but children, overall, accidental shootings and homicide against children is down 57% over the last two decades. The way they make it sound like all the children are dying is they take and make a child somebody between the ages of 0 to 19, which means we have children in the military today, and then it becomes children. Children are just dying in droves due to gun violence. But if we only had smart guns. Smart guns are an answer to a question that has never been asked. Now, to the idea that this would prevent some accidental shootings, it might. As a gun owner, I am aware of where every gun I own is located at any given time. I'm aware of anybody coming into my house that may not be somebody that I know that can handle a gun, and if that happens, then I make arrangements. But I'm aware of where every gun I own is, if that's even grammatically correct. I know where they all are. I know most of them stay in a safe. I have, let's see, I keep three out. I keep three out at any given time. And those are, oh yes, they are loaded with chambers in the round, rounds chambered. They are dangerous. Guns are dangerous. They should be treated as being dangerous. A lot of times I hear about these accidental shootings where they say, well, he thought it was unloaded, so he pointed it at little Tommy's chest and pulled the trigger. That's a negligent, that's not an accidental shooting. That's a negligent discharge. That's a negligent shooting. That was not due to the gun doing anything wrong. It was due to the person behind the gun being an idiot. The overwhelming majority of people that own guns today are not idiots. There are certainly a handful out there that do things all the time. Do things that make me cringe. But if you know the four rules of handling a gun, you're not going to have those problems as long as you go by those four rules. Smart gun technology will not cure idiots. What if the idiot owns the smart gun and he's got on his Armatix IP1 gigantic Lucky Astrology mood watch and he points the gun at him and says, you know, this is a smart gun and, it doesn't have a round chamber, but it will, the trigger will pull, watch, bang! Stupidity you can't cure, even with a big wristwatch. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You got to make that into a little song to where you don't have to read it off the idiot card. I've been working on that. I'm just not a lyricist. We talked about hoplophobia, the irrational fear of the inanimate object that is a gun. Individuals who have no idea how to use a firearm, never handled a firearm, never seen a firearm handled, know nothing about them. They typically are the ones that have this fear. Now, in Washington, D.C., they're using the same adage that have been they've been using for the longest time now. It will be more dangerous because more people carrying guns means more opportunity for those guns to be used. See, when you carry a gun, okay, when an ordinary person carries a gun, and stay with me on this, okay, the gun communicates to the person with the voices. The gun takes possession of the soul and leads the person carrying the gun now to become a total irrational spree-killing fool. Or that's what they would have you believe. Now, the only problem with this is that there's so many concealed carry permits out there today, and there's a few states out there that don't require any permits, that we found something out that there's really no way to argue with, and that is simply that people that carry guns abide by the law, and that when it resonates like that, it's very hard for them to fight that back. According to John Lott, guns are used in the commission of a crime about 250,000 times a year, which is alarming in and of itself, until you realize how often guns are used to stop crime. Depending on who you listen to, you can listen to Gary Kleck, you can listen to John Lott, you can listen to Robert Gaius, who all three of those guys are economists. They don't even have a dog in the fight. They couldn't care less whether there's a Second Amendment or pro-gun or anything else. They're just crunching numbers. Or the CDC, which is where everybody wants to pay to, you know, get an anti-gun study out of. But depending on who you listen to, 2.5 million to 3 million times a year, people use guns to stop crimes. So basically, people are using guns defensively to stop crimes 4 to 5 to 6 times more per year than guns are used to commit a crime. And most people don't realize that because they get all of their information from the magic box, from the TV tube. Which is amazing to me because I've heard that the ratings for all of these outlets, NBC, MSNBC, EIEIO, all of these guys, I've heard they've been falling because they're losing market share because this generation coming up is not watching TV. They're going to the interwebs. Thank you, Al Gore. The unimpeachable truth is that individuals with gun permits are so law-abiding. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, they've got a little thing on their website called Concealed Carry Killers. The regularly normal person. You know, a gun's like a virus. So they looked at, they did their laser focus on Texas. And what they found out was really sort of interesting. A concealed carry permit holder in Texas is 8 times less likely to commit a crime than someone that doesn't. And when it comes to domestic violence, which, you know, that's always, you know, what's the line? If there's a gun in the home, you're 43 times more likely to be murdered than if there isn't a gun in the home, right? Well, guess who wins the domestic violence sweepstakes in Texas as the ones more prone to do it? Is it the concealed carry permit holder? No, it isn't. It's the police. The police are 4 times as likely to commit domestic violence than a concealed carry permit holder, up to murdering their spouse. This doesn't make all police bad people. But data doesn't lie. Nationally, less than 1% of all permit holders have them revoked due to misdemeanors. The Crime Prevention Research Center reported on stats from Florida, Texas, and Michigan. That's where 2.5 million of the 11 million known permits resides. Florida, as an example, from October 1st, 1987 to May 31st, 2014, they've issued permits to 2.66 million people. Those permits have been revoked for firearms-related violations at an annual rate of 0.0003%. For all revocations, the annual rate in Florida is 0.012%. Barely even a statistic. You have to get a really good calculator to figure out how low it is. Numbers are similarly low in Texas. In 2012, there were 584,850 active concealed handgun license holders there. Out of these, 120 were convicted of either a misdemeanor or a felony at a rate of 0.021%. Only a few of those crimes involved a gun. Revocations and suspensions occur when people are charged with a crime, but only about 5% or less of these cases result in conviction, and thus people are eligible for having their licenses reinstated. We're just good people, those of us that carry guns. And there's, you know, it's, we understand exactly what we're carrying. We understand exactly what it can do. We understand the awesome responsibility of carrying a gun. And we understand how quickly things can escalate. We understand how quickly all of that responsibility can multiply in a way that we can't even quantify. When you pull your weapon, another really interesting stat out there is that 12% of the time, police shoot the wrong person. Now, that there's a lot of reasons for that. Unless you're in the NYPD, in which case they have a 12-pound trigger pull, which that means pulling the trigger, you have to exert more force. You have to exert, 3 or 4 times as much force as it takes to hold the gun up. Empire State Building shooting. You remember the one guy that just wanted to kill his boss and commit suicide by cop. He gets out there, points the gun at two cops. They fire 16 times. They hit 9 civilians around him. Civilians, when they have to employ a weapon in self-defense, shoot the wrong person 2% of the time. 2. Here's the thing. When you pull the trigger on that weapon, as a civilian or as a police officer, anybody that's sending a round downrange, when that round goes out, you own it. You own it. Until it stops moving, you're responsible for everything it does. And civilians, the ones that are carrying guns, get that. They understand it. <laughs> 95% of the time, when I have pulled a gun twice in self-defense. I have pulled a gun twice in self-defense. And like the other 95% of the time, about 1,000 times a year are you going to see a perpetrator shot by somebody in a self-defense situation. And I don't know if the breakout on that data includes all this other stuff, like home invasions and carjackings and everything else, but it's about 1,000 times a year. 95% of the time, you present a gun and that person becomes a track star. They're out of there. All you see is dust. We are just, those of you that carry a gun like me, you're just good at what you do. You're effective at what you do. And don't let anybody tell you anything any different. And if somebody says, what are you afraid of? Why are you carrying a gun? The correct answer is, well, nothing, because I'm carrying a gun. Even as you know, like I know, that carrying a gun is not a guarantee. It's not, doesn't mean that somebody comes up and wants to mug you from behind and hit you in the head with a brick, that they're not going to collide with your head with that brick. But don't let anybody tell you any less than the fact that you are very proficient and very good at what you do. Let's go to hour number 2 on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.